The greatest danger when learning with AI for ADHD, when self-criticism turns into sabotage. Today I want to talk about a dynamic that I see over and over again, and that I know very well myself. The self-critical attitude combined with an insufficient mental structure before, during, and after work. In my experience, it is the greatest danger to personal success, especially for people with ADHD who are starting to learn or work with AI. Dangerous cycle of thinking, feeling, and acting. A typical example. A person with ADHD starts a new project full of enthusiasm. Energy is high. The mind is full of ideas. But at the same time, there's this unconscious insecurity. Am I doing it right? Could it be even better? Did I really understand what it's about? Even before the first work session is finished, the cycle begins. Before work. Too much planning or brooding takes place instead of just starting. During work, things are constantly adjusted, discarded, perfected. After work, there's the feeling that it could have gone better, and next time, the thinking starts all over again. The result? Structural fragmentation, mental overload, and the feeling of not making progress despite all the effort. Why AI initially amplifies this effect? Working with AI can even intensify this dynamic before it can improve, because suddenly, perfection seems within reach. One click, a new prompt, a better tone, a version that's maybe even closer. If you haven't learned to distinguish between creative iteration and productive completion, you lose the greatest gift of AI, namely, time gained through efficiency. The self-critical attitude becomes an invisible opponent that eats up the speed you should actually be gaining. Structure replaces self-criticism, not the other way around. The antidote is not therapy against perfectionism. It is structure, but not in the organizational sense, rather as a mental architecture. Structure means, before work, a clear decision about what should be finished today. During work, focus on execution, not on evaluation. After work, brief reflection, but only with regard to improvement through experience, not through judgment. This threefold structure is the anchor that stabilizes the mind when the inner voice of self-criticism gets too loud. Learning means building trust, not maintaining control. ADHD learning with AI is not a question of intelligence, but of trust. Those who trust their own structure can let go, and that is exactly the moment when efficiency explodes. But those who try to secure every decision through self-criticism remain trapped in a constant mental review mode. AI can help with this because it provides feedback without judgment. But only if you allow yourself not to revise every piece of feedback immediately, but to leave results as version 1 and only measure later, in a larger context, whether improvement is really necessary. Conclusion: success begins when thinking stops trying to control itself. The real goal is not perfection, but movement. Not constant improvement, but consistent completion. Only when the brain learns not to constantly question itself can energy flow to where it truly belongs, into growth, implementation, joy. Or put more simply, the greatest strength in ADHD learning is not the drive for perfection, but the ability to keep going despite imperfection,